Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Day number 51.
51. All right, day 51, Americans trapped, abandoned by Joe Biden. Their families abandoned by Joe Biden. Americans with green cards eligible to live in our country legally abandoned by Joe Biden. Our Afghan allies abandoned by Joe Biden. And it's now day 51, which with each passing day, it gets more difficult. Now, there's a video by our friend John Andrasik from Five for Fighting. You know, blood on my hands. And he's going to join us for, he'll do an in-studio performance later, which is really cool. And he's going to be in New York tomorrow night. If people want to check it out, it's on Broadway. What's the name of the place he's at, Linda? I forget off the
it's
top of my
Symphony
head.
It's called Symphony Space. Symphony Space.
Okay. And you can put it up on Hannity.com.
I am.
Okay. And anyway, it's gone viral, and we're going to do a special Hannity TV version tonight that you're not going to want to miss. You will want to tape this. Anyway, so we got that. Why is Jimmy, you know what? I just figured this out. It just dawned on me. You know why Jimmy Kimmel, we'll get into this later. Jimmy Kimmel, I guess, decides his ratings suck. Fallon's ratings suck. Colbert's ratings just suck. What's that other guy? Seth, whatever, can't even get a million viewers a night. They suck. And so they always want to start a fight with me, so I get him some attention. Because he starts in, Hannity was so desperate the other night about Joe Biden, and Biden did get booed at the game, but you know, the congressional baseball game that they have every year in Washington. He did get booed. This is from the game. Okay, those are booed. Hannity's so desperate. They're mostly clapping. I'm like, this is the problem with all these comedians. They're not funny anymore. They're just not. They've gotten hardcore political. And to watch this phenomenon now, and this has been happening for a lot of years, where we literally, there are nights when Hannity, the TV show, thanks to all of you, because you make it possible, we're going to celebrate our 25th year. What's today, the 4th? Thursday, it'll be I'm going to be the longest run. I am the longest running primetime cable news host in cable today. I will be in history if I survive up till some point next year. They told me. I don't even know. I hope not to go away anytime soon. But anyway, and all these network, all these late night shows, Jay Leno was funny. Johnny Carson was funny. In the early days, David Letterman was funny. The more political David Letterman got, the worse his ratings got. Nobody wants to tune in, you know, and to watch Greg Gutfeld, who is funny, you know, start kicking their ass and they're on network TV and to watch cable. There are nights that Hannity, the TV show's number one in all of television. Usually there's no football on that night or, you know, a big event, but
It's happened a lot. It's not a phenomenon, depending on news cycles and things like that. That impacts it. You know, my shows tend to do a lot better in election years, although people are very engaged right now. I'll tell you what, everybody sees what I see. You know, so I guess he says, oh, Hannity was stretching. You know, No, I'm not. But if you want to talk about Joe, Jimmy, abandoning Americans in Afghanistan, let's have that debate. If you want to talk about the disaster at the border in the middle of a pandemic, Mr. Healthcare, let's talk about it. Let's debate that. If you want to talk about inflation, I can go there with you too. Or abandoning the energy independence that Trump handed them off and now begging OPEC to increase their production of the lifeblood of the world's economy is humiliating and embarrassing, giving Putin a waiver for natural gas, a natural gas line being built, a pipeline being built so he can supply our Western European allies while simultaneously, you know, ending high paying career jobs for fellow Americans and ending our energy independence along with it. You know, we didn't have to care about the Straits of Hormuz or what happened in Saudi Arabia or Middle Eastern countries and oil anymore, thanks to Donald Trump. I'll have the substantive debate with you. I mean, are you going to deny, you know, this was happening in stadiums all across the country this weekend. Listen, this is just stadiums. F Joe Biden. I guess I must be, you know what, 33 years in radio, I'm pretty deaf. What do I know? And at Talladega, their super speedway, they broke into the chant. You had what their reporter is Kelly. What's her name? Stavist? Is that how you pronounce it? Anyway, she was interviewing driver Brandon Brown, who won his first NASCAR series race at the famed Alabama racetrack, Talladega. By the way, I used to have to run the board for Eli Gold. Eli Gold was a phenomenal broadcaster. He used to do Alabama games and NASCAR. Just a phenomenal broadcaster. Anyway, and as you can hear from the chants, you know, it breaks out F Joe Biden. She goes, oh, they're saying, oh, let's go, Brandon. I'm like, no, they're not saying let's go, Brandon. Listen.
Oh, my God. It's such an unbelievable moment.
Brandon, you also told me. You can hear the chants from the crowd. Let's go, Brandon. Brandon, you told me you were going to kind of hang back those two stages and just watch and learn. What did you learn that helped you there in those closing laps?
Oh, my God. It was...
Right, that doesn't sound like let's go, Brandon, to me, but what do I know? We'll get into it more later in the program today. So the Democrats now have moved... They're now in such a state of civil unrest within their own ranks that they now put off, I guess they've made the deadline October the 31st in terms of what they're going to do. Now you got the squad, which pretty much controls the House and all things Nancy Pelosi. They're out there. And the squad is saying, no, we're not voting on the $1.2 trillion, quote, bipartisan infrastructure bill, you know, highways, bridges, et cetera. I think too much money. My own personal opinion, I never would have voted for it until they get their $3.5 trillion new Green Deal socialist madness. And Biden's out there. Everybody's frustrated. Well, you're the leader, Joe. You know, the now the White House is leaving open the door of a full elimination of the debt ceiling. What do you mean full elimination of the debt ceiling? Is it that means you're going to abandon any sense of any fiscal responsibility? You know, Jen Psaki, you know, suggesting Biden might back Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen's endorsement of eliminating the debt ceiling. That means we have no control over these elected officials. Are you insane? Joe Biden saying to Democrats, vote for trillions in spending or the Capitol rioters win. What is he talking about? This guy is out to lunch. One senior advisor, still Cedric Richmond, is out there insisting that $3.5 trillion costs zero. I mean, how dumb do you think we are? Yet $3.5 trillion costs $3.5 trillion. Even the Congressional Budget Office estimates that you're borrowing trillions of dollars to do this. You know, everybody's laments that everybody's worried about the top number. And Joe Biden is trying to insist that this multi-trillion-dollar Green New Deal socialist agenda is not radical. It's radical. And Biden lacks the mandate to get his Bernie Biden manifesto through, the new Green Deal socialist bill through, because there are a few people saying this is madness. We can't afford it. You know, the White House staff, this was a pretty interesting report. The Politico reporter, Sarah Ferris is her name, saying Biden offered to take questions from Democratic lawmakers after concluding his remarks, but his staff jumped in again. I'm not allowed. They get mad at me and everything. They get so upset when I can't answer. They're not going to let me. They yell at me and everything. He didn't take any questions. And sources tell Ferris that, and a second Politico reporter, Heather Cagle, that Biden discussed a top line range now of $1.9 trillion and $2.3 trillion in spending. I'm not sure they get the squad to go along with that. If I had to bet, the answer would be no. And Biden bails to Delaware to sleep away the weekend as usual. Apparently, Kamala Harris now is missing in action. She's now hired her own damage control team, especially over this anti-Israel incident with this student. Apparently, it's being described in some places as a frantic damage control after the student claimed that the nation of Israel was guilty of ethnic genocide. And all Harris could see is, oh, well, that's your truth. It's okay. You're speaking your truth. Well, it's not true, and she should have stuck up for our ally. And she leaves D.C. for a secret trip to Palm Springs after this unmitigated disaster of a week that they've had last week. Biden's approval ratings, again, we're looking at demographics in this case, but among African-American voters plunged more than 20 points in a month. Who would ever support that? Why would anybody trust these Democrats, the same Democrats that can't maintain law and order and safety and security, the same Democrats that robbed your Social Security lockbox blind? There's no lockbox. They squandered it all. Medicare is going bankrupt. No law and order. They have the worst school systems in these deeply blue cities and states. Obamacare promises, all of them were broken. Inflation now at a 30-year high. Well, what do you think this is in large part to? The biggest indicator is energy prices. How's Joe doing in Afghanistan, abandoning Americans, their families, green card holders, thousands of them? How's he doing with, you know, abandoning our Afghan allies that we promised if this day ever came, we'd get them the hell out of there? Tell me what he's doing good. And now even a socialist agenda. It was pretty disgusting, by the way, what they did to Kristen Sinema. I want to get into some of the details of this, but you got the Democratic Party. Boy, if you don't tie that, you know, yourself to that radical socialist line, he's trying to look out for the people of her state in Arizona. By the way, polling much better than Mark Kelly, who's just basically an automatic yes, Schumer, Pelosi, Biden vote. And she refuses to support this Biden Bernie manifesto and the spending orgy of the squad and this new Green Deal. And she goes into the ladies' room over the weekend, and she's followed by this person that's proceeding to film her while she goes to the bathroom. I thought this is the political party that claims to represent women. I haven't heard a word or a peep out of anybody about how women in Afghanistan are now being treated. They can't go to school anymore, Joe. They can't go to work anymore. They're being beaten. We have the videos, beaten in the streets. They can't leave their home without a male relative. They're told how to dress, and they've got to cover head to toe. That's unbelievable. Oh, and by the way, those public executions are getting, you know, larger and larger by the day. We'll get back into this in a second when we come back. 800-941-SHAWN is our number.
Come on, man. It's taken me 47 years to perfect doing nothing. I had to become president to show you I could do that better than anybody. Joe Biden, the most dangerous man in America. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
If you missed any of Sean's show today, catch up tonight on demand at 710WOR.com/podcast.
I just read that the First Lady of Florida, Casey DeSantis, has been diagnosed with breast cancer. You know, my mom had like stage four breast cancer. She survived it. I mean, but it was brutal. Double mastectomy. I think she had, Linda, get this, like 20 impacted or 19 or 20 lymph nodes. I mean, that means
it's tragic.
The lymph nodes are the areas of the body which catches it to prevent it from moving and spreading to other parts of the body. Her odds were not good. It was stage four cancer. And she survived it, but not after, you know, chemotherapy that half killed her, you know, losing her hair, which, you know, nobody wants to live through that. We've seen that with many people. And then radiation, which was also brutal. Anyway, she's the governor put out a statement. I'm saddened to report she has a lot of young children, that Florida's esteemed first lady, my beloved wife, has been diagnosed with breast cancer. And he said his remarks did not go into detail about the prognosis, but emphasized that his wife faces the most difficult test of her life. Mother of three young kids, she's the centerpiece of our family, has made an impact on the lives of countless Floridians and through her initiatives as First Lady of Florida. And she faces the most difficult test. She will not only have my unwavering support, but the support of our entire family, as well as the prayers and well wishes from Floridians across the state. Casey's a true fighter. She'll never, ever give up. It's only 41 years old. You know, it used to be 1 in 9. When my mom got it many, many, many years ago, she's since, you know, she passed away a long time ago, but at that time it was 1 in 9, a very high incidence on Long Island. I don't know why. The treatments have gotten better. They've gotten more effective. So there's a lot of hope there, but it's, you know, do you know who said it to me best? When Don Imus got cancer, he actually said to me, he goes, you get the diagnosis and you have prostate cancer. And by the way, most men will die with prostate cancer, but it's something you got to check and you got to watch your PSA level, et cetera. And just like women need to get breast exams every year, just simple, basic colonoscopies every 5 years. I've had 4 of them. They suck. But, you know, well, first we're praying for the First Lady of Florida. And I just, you know, it's like 1 in 7 women now. Please take this stuff seriously. Your health, your life is so important. And our prayers are with her and the entire family today and her kids.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, this idea of what, is that my baggage? It look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program. So before I get to this tape of Kristen Sinema going to the bathroom and being harassed, let me just point this out. There was a survey by our friend Robert Cahaly, Trafalgar, and also by the Convention of States. And this $3.5 trillion, you know, new Green Deal socialist plan, which every Republican opposes, thankfully, that I know of. I've not heard of one Republican supporting it. If they are, they need to find another party. It is that simple. We can't afford it, first and foremost. Anyway, it's losing support now, even among Democrats and independents are abandoning it in droves. So anyway, in the survey that just came out with, you know, as this, they've now had to stop the process and put it on hold for a month. Democrats in the survey show 50.2% said they would be less likely to back the package if taxes are included. This is Democrats. Now, they say they want socialism, which is interesting. It's a weird, yeah, they're all over the map, I guess, when it comes to their positions. But anyway, independents now, 73.7% less likely to support the plan if it includes debt and taxes. Republicans were never supportive. In their survey conducted by Trafalgar Convention of States, 92% said they're less likely to okay the package. Overall, 71% oppose the Biden package. Now, the Democratic Party has been taken over by the radical base. There are two real holdouts in this battle, Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. And Kristen Sinema, the senator from Arizona. I don't know her. I've never met her. I've interviewed Joe Manchin, and I've had a friendly relationship with him. We just agree to disagree. He often changes his mind and buckles. So I don't know how this is going to play out by the new deadline of Pelosi of October 31st. Anyway, so, you know, the Democratic radical socialist wing of the party, she's not supporting the Bernie Biden manifesto and the spending orgy and the new Green Deal socialism. Anyway, she's going to the bathroom. They can't even leave this, you know, if this was a Republican following anybody into the bath. See, they're terrorists. They're terrorist sympathizers. They're you know how the narrative would go. And, you know, this is a political party that claims to represent women, but they're silent about how Afghan women are being treated. They claim to support gay rights. We know what the Taliban does to people that are LGBTQ. We know what they do. They kill them. And I would think that people agree with me, even though maybe you disagree with me on some other issues on this, that this was the biggest debacle, abandoning Americans and letting the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan emerge with $80 billion plus dollars of our, you know, our military equipment, the biggest and best, the most technologically advanced in the world. Anyway, so Kristen Sinema, I don't know her, but people that do know her have told me that she's a very nice woman. And she really is passionate about standing up for the people of Arizona. That's what they've told me. Anyway, so now they follow her into a bathroom. We've got the tape. Listen.
Okay, I'll be back.
Sit down, we want to talk to you real quick. Can we talk to you real quick?
Hi, actually, I am heading out.
But right now is a real moment that our people need in order for us to be able to talk about what's really happening. We need a Build Back Better plan right now.
We knocked on doors. We need solutions. The Build Back Better plan has the solutions that we need.
We knocked on doors for you to get you elected. And just how we got you elected, we can get you out of office if you don't support what you promised us.
We need 7 million citizenship for 7 million. We need the Build Back Better plan right now.
My name is Blanca. I was brought here to the United States when I was 3 years old. And in 2010, my grandparents both got deported because of SB 1070. And I'm here because I definitely believe that we need a pathway to citizenship. My grandfather passed away 2 weeks ago, and I was not able to go to Mexico and visit him because there is no pathway to citizenship. And if we have the opportunity to pass it right now, then we need to do it, because there's millions of undocumented people just like me who share the same story or even worse things that happen to them because of SB 1070 and because of anti-immigrant legislation. And this is the opportunity to pass it right now, and we need to hold you accountable to what you told us, what you promised us that you were going to pass when we knocked on doors for you. It's not right.
I'm a survivor.
All right, you hear the toilet flush. Now, Biden was asked about this by Peter Ducey today. Biden says, oh, it's no big deal. No big deal? When I'm now following people into bathrooms, that's okay.
Mr. President, you're talking about how you have 48 Democratic votes right now. The other two have been pressured over the weekend by activists. Joe Manchin had people on kayaks show up to his boat to yell at him. Senator Sinema last night was chased into a restroom. Do you think that those tactics are crossing a line?
I don't think they're appropriate tactics, but it happens to everybody. From the only people it doesn't happen to are people who have Secret Service standing around them. It's part of the process.
Part of the process. Really? Okay. I guess if that's now the official position of the Democratic Party. No, look, we saw this with, who was the DHS secretary? And Sarah Sanders, it happened to her. And I mean, it's happened to many conservatives. Ted Cruz had to go through this. Everybody. I mean, it does happen, but it doesn't make it right. So Kristen Sinema is now blasting the Democratic Party's, protesters. And she said yesterday's behavior is not legitimate protest. It's unacceptable for an activist organization to instruct their members to jeopardize themselves, engaging in unlawful activities, gaining entry to closed university buildings, disrupting learning environments, filming students in a restroom. In the 19 years I've been teaching at ASU, I've been committed to creating a safe, intellectually challenging environment for my students. Yesterday, that environment was breached. My students were unfairly, unlawfully victimized, and it's wholly inappropriate. I mean, by the way, it's against the law, as a side note here. Is this now the Democratic Party? As long as if somebody's not voting the way they want, that it's okay to harass a female politician like this, follow her into the ladies' room, film her as she's trying to go to the bathroom? You have this woman standing in front of the bathroom, in front of the stall, for crying out loud. With a phone up. I mean, it's really, really insane out there. Where are the arrests here? Arizona Daily Independent points out that Arizona law 13-3019 makes it illegal for any person to knowingly photograph, videotape, film, digitally record, or by any other means secretly view another person without that person's consent under either of the following circumstances: in a restroom, bathroom, locker room, bedroom, or any location where the person has a reasonable expectation of privacy and the person is urinating, defecating, dressing, undressing, nude, or involved in sexual intercourse or sexual contact. Now the Arizona police have launched an investigation, according to the Epoch Times, about this recording. I feel sorry for her. Bernie Sanders says the $3.5 trillion price tag is likely to be lowered. Well, has the squad agreed with that? We'll see. But anyway, who follows somebody into the bathroom? Good grief. I have had some weird moments, Linda, in the course of my life. Going to the bathroom. I haven't even washed my hands yet. People put their hand out. Oh my gosh.
There's actually a few stories from when we were on the road when you were doing your book tour. We were doing
concerts. Oh my God.
I won't say it on the air.
I don't think people are trying to be mean. I'm like, I think for your sake, you want me to wash my hands first. Good grief.
Whole new promotion for the fist pump.
Yeah, exactly. Or the elbow. I'm big into the elbowing.
Elbow was weird.
Pelosi,
dude,
set this new deadline now of October 31st because they don't have the votes. They don't have it. And Democrats' tax hike proposal, shatter Biden's no new taxes pledge unless you make $400,000. But I've been pointing that out already. That's why, paying more for everything energy wise is what it is. We're now at a 30-year high for inflation. Mortgage payments are getting more and more unaffordable. Home prices are rising at a record pace, even with low interest rates. If you haven't refinanced, AmericanFinancing.net, prices, these rates are going to go up. That's going to be bad for the real estate market at some point. Key inflation soars to a 30-year high, one of their key measures. When they gauge core personal consumption, expenditures, price index, excluding food and energy costs, it's a 30-year high in August. That's not good. You have cargo ships anchored off New York, L.A. face a four-week wait before they can unload. This is now impacting global supply chains. That's on the brink of collapse almost. You know, Buttigieg quiet on the growing port congestion. They can't even get products to market anymore. And I don't know if any of you go grocery shopping like I do every week. Hannity, you don't do your own grocery shopping. Yes, I do. And I see price increases that are dramatic. Linda, you know I go grocery shopping.
I think actually, listen, if you were not a talk show host,
no,
and you did not become, you know, improve your air guitar skills, you might actually be a chef. I think you like to cook quite a bit, and you're a good gardener.
Right.
You could anyway, say thank you. Thank you, Linda, for those lovely remarks.
I appreciate your kind remarks. Uh-huh. I actually would one day. You know, Steve Bannon, I've known Steve for a long time. Do I always agree with Steve? No. But we've always gotten along. Very smart guy. And he worked in the White House, as you know, ran Breitbart, as everybody knows. And anyway, and he's right in his prediction. He says we're going to have a sweeping victory. And he says for MAGA policies in 2022. I'm not a Republican. You can already see one thing Donald Trump gave the Republican Party, and I'm not a registered Republican, is he gave them a spine, a backbone. They fought harder. Trump fought. An outsider, a disruptor, an iconoclast. Those mean tweets, if it means we don't abandon Americans behind enemy lines and have women subjugated to the Taliban, I vote for the mean tweets. If it means we go back to energy independence, I vote for the mean tweets. If it means that we secure our borders and finish the wall and keep the stay in Mexico policy and end again process and release of in the middle of a pandemic, I'm all for the mean tweets. If it means we don't have inflation, I'm for the mean tweets. And he's right. And Bannon is saying we're going to have a sweeping victory in 2022. I believe that's all true. But Republicans, you know, there's this battle. I mean, you see what Liz Cheney, Kinzinger, they all just, you know, they have this predetermined outcome for this January 6th commission, which we have condemned repeatedly from day one on this program. You can't have institutions and you can't have our elected officials put in harm's way. And I don't care what your politics are. It's just a fact. Nor can you have the 534 riots with thousands of cops being pelted with bricks, rocks, bottles, Molotov cocktails either. And burning police precincts and taking over city blocks and trying to burn down federal buildings. And then Democrats say nothing about that. There's no commission on that. Now, the January 6th commission, it's a predetermined outcome. But if Republicans are true to the simple conservatism of America first, make America great again, what is it? It's predicated on liberty, freedom, capitalism, and our Constitution. It's predicated on limited government, less bureaucracy, lower taxes, free market healthcare solutions that protect pre-existing conditions. It's predicated on law and order so everyone could be safe and secure and pursue happiness. It's predicated on, okay, let's abandon this failed public school system and give people choice in education. In New York, that would mean a $40,000 check per student to go to a private school. I think that would be a good deal. You know, it means secure borders. It means energy independence. It means free and fair trade, constitutionalists on the bench. It means peace through strength. That's what it means. Bannon's right. If Republicans, I'm not a Republican, you know, some are ready. Why any of them are raising the debt ceiling and helping the Democrats? I don't know. There's a good line used by a reminder of Michael Barone's column today. First, you win the argument, then you win the vote. Margaret Thatcher. And pointed out that advice is ignored by Biden and the Democratic Party leaders to their detriment. And, you know, all of these policies of Biden are failing. Republicans want to win, they need to be America first, make America great again conservatives. That's what works. Bannon is 100% right on that. All right, quick break. We'll come back. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. We got a great Hannity tonight. By the way, former Vice President Pence, Newt Gingrich, John Andrasik. We're going to take his, wow, powerful video. We're doing our own version. He's going to give us license to do it. He might be the risk of his career. Anyway, you're going to want to tape it. Blood on my hands based on Afghanistan. And we've got a busy day. You know, it's amazing that we, and this is fascinating. We have now discovered, now this is post the Inspector General report, FISA abuse. Now, he did an update, Michael Horowitz. 209 errors out of a sample of only 29 FISA applications. This is madness. Jason Chaffetz, later on John Andrasik, and David Schoen and Greg Jarrett, all coming up.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.